Hello?
Yes, hello. Good afternoon, sir. My name is Walter and I'm calling you from National Opinion Survey. I'm not selling anything. I'm just conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Does anyone in your household works for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
Can you repeat that for me, please?
Does anyone in your household works for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay. Now, let me, we're going to do this really fast. Don't worry about it. Okay. Now, just to be sure that we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? Are you white, African-American, Hispanic or Latino, Asian, Native American?
African American and Indian.
Okay.
American Indian. Yeah.
All right. Okay. Now, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 election for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? Or will you probably not vote?
I've been voting since I could.
Okay. Now, if you don't mind, may I ask your age?
72.
Okay, thank you, sir. Okay. Now, and please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024. On a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10. What number will you pick?
I'm always motivated. I was born when you couldn't vote. So
okay, no problem.
I understand you.
Now, generally speaking, how closely would you say you have been following news and information about politics and candidates over the last year? Very closely, somewhat closely, not that closely, or not at all closely?
I actually feel bad that if this is the best America can come up with, we're in trouble. I'm just going to say it like that. I've been watching it, but it's not making sense to me at all.
Okay, so somewhat closely.
Yeah, somewhat closely, but it's, yeah.
All right. No problem, sir.
Yeah, if you have a coup, then you shouldn't be running if you already tried to throw over the government. I don't understand it.
All right, sir. No problem, sir. I'm just gonna ask you the questions. I want to finish because my bus is gonna leave me. regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, independent, or something else?
I vote for who seems like they will do the best job. That's easier.
Okay.
It's hard to see.
But, okay, so I'm just going to put our other.
Yeah.
And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as a president? Strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, strongly disapprove?
If what we have to vote for president is the best that we can do as a country, then we're in big trouble.
Do you approve or disapprove?
I'm just saying, if the best we got is what's out here now, we're in trouble.
Sir, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as a president?
I don't approve of any of the people the way they're handling themselves. None of them.
Okay.
None of the ones that are applying,
All right, sir. I got you. I totally understand. Now, thinking about the direction the country's heading, generally speaking, are you very satisfied? Dissatisfied or very dissatisfied for the direction in which the country is headed?
Dissatisfied.
Okay. And in your opinion, would you say economic conditions in the country are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
It's hard to tell. Nobody tells
the truth.
Makes
okay, don't know. Thinking about issues facing the country now, which of the following would you say are the most important issues for you, for your member of Congress to focus on. You can select up to two: fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods, passing common sense gun reforms to help keep guns out of the hands of the wrong people, combating division and racism, protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare, reducing crime, border security, creating more jobs and raising wages, making college more affordable and forgiving student debt, protecting abortion rights, improving kindergarten to 12 public school education, lowering the cost of health care and prescription drugs.
Let me just say, I'm voting because that's only, you know, you can't complain if you don't vote. But I'm not satisfied with the way we're going, period. That's the easiest way for me to say it.
No. It's thinking about the issues facing the country now.
The issues that are being talked about are not the real issues of what need to be talked about. There's just a lot of stuff going on that shouldn't be. And the whole nine yards.
I totally understand, sir. But you explaining this to me, it doesn't make a difference. I'm just doing the survey.
I'm just satisfied regardless. You know
all
what
right,
I'm
so
saying?
Don't know. I'm just going to write down don't know.
Hey, God knows. I surely don't. Okay.
All right. Speaking about issues facing the country now, which of the following will you say are the most important issues for your member of Congress? Oh, wait a minute. I already gave you that one, man.
You gave me those. Yeah.
Okay. Now I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100.
I can't rate people because I don't, you know, it's questionable whether you're hearing what the people are really saying, you know. I'm just going to say it like that. Hey, but I'm going to vote. Don't get me wrong, because like I said, when I grew up, you couldn't vote because of your race.
Yes.
So
I know. I totally understand about that. Now
I'm going to vote, but I'm not. You know, I don't want to do any more surveys because the surveys, you know, they don't really tell you what the truth is. Okay.
No problem, sir. Have a wonderful day.
And you as well. Have a great day. Bye bye.
You too. Bye bye.